You're listening to The Takeaway. Matt Katz here, in for Tanzina Vega. In 2015, environmental activist Berta Cáceres was presented the prestigious Goldman Environmental Prize.
In our worldview, we are beings who come from the earth, from the land, and from corn. Protecting our rivers means giving our lives for the good of humanity and this planet.
Cáceres was an indigenous leader and land defender in Honduras. She led the Lençol people in their fight against a hydroelectric dam project on a river considered sacred by the indigenous community.
Let us wake up. Let us wake up, humankind. We are out of time. Our Mother Earth that is militarized, fenced in, and poisoned, where basic rights are systematically violated, demands that we take action.
But a year later, she was assassinated. Armed men burst into her home and shot her. And in 2 weeks, the trial of the 8 men charged with her murder will begin. Cáceres' story is emblematic of the threats and attacks environmental defenders face throughout the world.
Land and environmental defenders, they're basically people who are being attacked and sadly sometimes killed for simply protecting their land or their community's land and crucially our global environment.
Heather Iqbal is Senior Communications Advisor for the environmental and human rights group Global Witness. She joined us to discuss the latest Global Witness report, which analyzes the targeted killings of land and environmental defenders in 2017.
This year in 2017, 207 defenders were killed for protecting their land. And essentially what's happening here is land grabs, which people are resisting. And while the worst attacks can result in killings, wider than the large tally of 207 defenders, which, you know, is far too big, as the widespread use of harassment, violence, sometimes sexual assault, threats and abuse from people trying to grab those land from those communities who are just kind of speaking out to protect where they've lived for generations often.
You said 207 defenders were killed in 2017 for protecting their land. Where did these killings happen?
So they actually happen globally. Latin America remains the most dangerous place to be a defender. 60% of the deaths registered in 2017 took place across the region. Brazil saw the most deaths ever registered in 1 year in any country, with 57 deaths. And Mexico was also seeing a significant increase in killings over the last year, from 3 to 15. Looking at Asia and the Philippines, there were more killings recorded there than in a single Asian country than ever before. So it is a global issue across different continents. And we have seen a year-on-year rise since we've been recording these attacks.
And give us a sense of some of the industries involved here.
Sure. So for the first year, we've seen agribusiness take over as the most dominant industry. So large-scale agricultural industries, which have replaced mining as the sector driving the most fatal violence. So that means defenders are losing their lives, basically protecting their land against people wanting to plant palm oil, coffee, soy, sugarcane. Mining is still, you know, an industry that drives a lot of attacks as well, as is logging. So there are a variety of industries, but I think it's significant that agribusiness has taken over as the most dominant sector, particularly given that so many of those products consumers use every day. Businesses are not doing enough to tackle the root causes of those attacks on defenders, and neither are governments in some cases. So it's a case of how much an industry can drive someone to, you know, grab land to make money, and what businesses and governments need to do to take responsibility for those root causes. So, for example, you know, businesses need to make sure that they're doing due diligence on their supply chain to, you know, ensure that there aren't people perpetrating these attacks so that they can feed that industry. And governments need to make sure that the right due diligence is done. You know, in some cases, it's being made easier for industry to do business quicker without the right checks by governmental policies. So it's a bigger responsibility by both businesses and governments that we need to see across the globe to address these issues.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Heather Iqbal from Global Witness, and we're talking about targeted attacks on land and environmental defenders. In the recent report that Global Witness released, you highlight the story of Hernan Bedoya, a Colombian man who was killed by a paramilitary group. Can you tell us his story?
So Hanan had built a biodiversity zone on his farm, and he was basically killed after protesting against palm oil and banana plantations on that land, which was stolen from his community. It's a really horribly violent case that he was taking his horse to the vet, and he was shot 14 times. Behind him, he leaves his 18-year-old son Ramon, who has basically chosen to inherit this struggle against these palm oil plantations, who want to develop an area covering his family's land and that biodiversity zone. You know, and I think the fact that Ramon has taken on this struggle is a real illustration of how defenders come to be. You know, they're often forced into a situation where they have to defend their land. You know, they mm-hmm. don't go out intending to be a defender. And it just shows, you know, this young man, the courage that he's had to take to stand up to these palm oil plantations.
Tell us what's going on in Brazil. You note in the report that Brazil is one of the worst countries for defenders.
Yeah, so Brazil has sort of consistently seen a high number of attacks and deaths. And this year saw, you know, the most deaths ever registered in one year in any country. This affects both indigenous people and others. In one of the largest scale attacks, the Gamela indigenous people were assaulted with machetes and rifles in an attempt to seize control of the land. And that left 22 injured, some with their hands cut off. So it really is horribly violent. And months later, nobody had faced justice for that incident. And it reflects a wider culture of impunity and inaction to support defenders in Brazil.
The current president of Brazil called your report fake news. There was this negative backlash to the Global Witness report. What's your response to what the president said?
We have always raised Brazil as a place where really more needs to be done to protect land and environmental defenders. And it's really important to flag that since we've started recording this data, we've criticized across the political spectrum of different governments that have been in power. So this really goes beyond politics for us. It's about really making sure that any government who is in power in Brazil, any president really takes the initiative and continues to work hard to protect land and environmental defenders. So we really want it to go beyond that.
Heather Iqbal is the Senior Communications Advisor for the Defenders Team for Global Witness. Heather, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.